Welcome to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Each week on this program, Jeff and his guests share their expertise, personal anecdotes, and the latest industry news to keep you in the loop. Now, to provide you with insight and help you navigate the consistently changing world of real estate lending, here is your host for The Mortgage Voice, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for listening to the show each and every week. Hey, listen, if you want to listen to this show, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You can do it through the numerous podcasts that we have, whether it's Stitcher or Spreaker, Apple, Google Music Play, all kinds of different ways that you can listen to it. We're also on YouTube. We shoot the thing for TV. If you want to see what we do as well as hear what we do, you can always go to YouTube, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. That's my channel there. And if you do go there, click on that you like it. Why? Because the more people see this information, the better it is. Why? Because what we do here is unique. We try to bring information about mortgages, the real estate market, to you directly without pitching you a product. So you won't hear people, other than some of the guests that come on the show, talk about themselves or what they're trying to sell. I'm trying to, for the program, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice, bring you information, and that's the most important thing. We also have a terrific website. Go to the website, themortgagevoice.com. You can see this segment as well as segments from past shows. You can even look up guests that have been on the show, see who they are, what they're doing, and contact them directly. I'm Jeff Barton. This is The Mortgage Voice. Okay, let's get right into it. Lots of going on in the world, and it's affecting the mortgage market. If anybody is out there crying, I certainly can understand it. We've seen the most aggressive rate hike in the past 3 months that we have seen since the mid-90s. Let me repeat that. Since 1994, we have not seen rates go up this fast, this quickly, in this type of market. Since the beginning of the year. Let me just get this out here so I don't make a mistake. Certainly made plenty of them. Okay, here we go. Rates are up. This is a quote from an article that I read about 4 or 5 days ago, and the rates have even gone up since then, right? Okay. Rates have gone up more than a half a point in the last 7 days. More than a half a percentage point from the lowest levels in March. It's now almost a full percentage point. Almost 1/7 of a point since February. 1.25% so far in 2022, it's actually 1.5%, and almost 2% from the lows of last summer. That's unbelievable. Think about that in such a short time. What it means is, what does it mean, right? If you have a $100,000 mortgage, every percentage point that it goes up costs you another $100. So if you have a 4% $100,000 loan, simple interest means that you pay $400 a month. At 4%. At 5%, you're paying $500 a month. Well, guess what the rates are right now? That's right. You guessed it. It's around 5%. And let's just quote a couple of these rates for you. Knock your socks off. 4.72% is the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. 15 years at 4.08. 4.38 is FHA. FHA at 4.38. Think about that. 3 months ago, it was at 2.75, 2.875. Unbelievable, really. And FHA being the fact that you don't have to put a down payment more than 3.5%, that rate really is the only determining factor whether you get a house or not. So if you're in a lower income bracket, you know, and you have to push your rate another $200 per $100,000 up, you had a $400,000 loan, that's going to cost you another $800 a month. Can you afford that? Probably not. That's why you're in FHA anyway. Let's see. The jumbo loan is at 4.10 and the 5-1 ARM is at 3.85. So we've almost got across the board, the five majors, everything above 4%. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. Now, obviously, world events is on everybody's mind. What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening with inflation? What's happening with employment? Obviously, if you're stuck in a certain type of job and you want to get a raise, well, now you got to look at inflation to make sure that the raise you get is above the inflation rate, or else you're losing money anyway. But for the purposes of what we do here, just try to just inform you as how world events are affecting the interest rate or affecting the real estate market. Now, the good thing about the real estate market is because rates are what they are, and you know, at the beginning of the year, by the way, never listen to my predictions. Only listen to the logic behind them. Why? because I've been wrong so many times. Last year at this time, I was predicting that we would have rates at 4-4.5% by the end of the year. That didn't happen. However, right now, at the beginning of this year, I said we were probably going to see 4% by the end of the year, end of 22. We're already at 4.72, looking, staring down 5% in the next 30 to 45 days. That's really tremendous. Unbelievable. Not tremendous good, just unbelievable, and not good for you if you're a borrower. However, if you're a real estate investor or if you're out there trying to buy something to live in, that's good news. Why? Because the real estate market is obviously slowed. Less buyers means more properties stay on the market longer, and the prices eventually will have to either plateau or begin to come down. Now, are we in that market right now? No, we're not, because we still have way too many buyers for too few houses, and that's not a good thing. But I think, and here we go with my prediction, I think what we're going to see is by the fall, we're going to see prices have stabilized and many more houses on the market. We were probably going to see, based on what we just did, which was, you know, we've gone 1-2% since the beginning of the year, or end of last summer, I said. Really unbelievable. So as a result of that, we're probably going to see more houses on the market, as I said. We're going to see lower interest rates. Never again. I don't think we're going to see that. Unless, of course, we get some catastrophe and the Fed has to reintroduce stimulus. And by the way, let's get into stimulus just a little bit. When we talked about stimulus, i.e., did you get your unemployment benefits? I.e., did you get your $300 a week extra unemployment benefits? Did you get the checks that they sent out of the mail all three times they did it? Those are stimulus checks that were sent out, stimulus payments that were made, or the PPP loan that you got for your business. All of these were designed to keep people going, keep the economy moving in a time where obviously we were sitting at home doing nothing, or the entire economy was going through a, do I stay home? Do I not go to work? What happens to my kids if they can't go to school? So all of that, and it did add about $6 trillion. Now, these numbers that I say, trillion, does anyone relate to that? Heck no. I can relate to $40, $45, $400, because that's what you got to pay each week, either extra in fuel costs or extra in food costs. Now, I can relate to that. I think many people in the audience can relate to that. But if all of those stimulus payments that we talked about drive the debt to $6 trillion in the last 2 years, well, that's unbelievable. But what is that debt? How does it affect your mortgage rate? And how does it affect your ability to go out and get a loan at a decent rate? Well, because of the fact that debt is sold, and debt is sold based on the yield, right? So we always go to the 10-year yield in order to determine or see or look at where the mortgage interest rates are going. The 10-year yield today, 2.315. Now, not too long ago, and I'm talking about May of 2020, that 10-year treasury was 0.43, less than half a point. Now we're almost at 2.5 points, two percentage points higher. Usually what that means is U.S. debt doesn't look that good to the borrower, I mean to the buyers, people who buy U.S. debt. And we've sold, as I said, $6 trillion of it, in addition to the $960 billion we usually tack on every year anyway, because our we're underwater in terms of money we bring in for the Treasury. All of that means that debt that we're selling now, the government has to pay back at a higher rate in order to attract buyers, people who buy the debt. And those people that buy the debt, you're competing. You're competing against inflation. You're competing against other entities where you could set your money. Most people, during bad times, the war in Ukraine, they will place money in U.S. treasuries. Why? Because it's the safest investment in the world. Even if you're losing money to inflation, that's what happens. So if, in fact, we have further developments, and you hear blustering, and by the way, during the Cold War, I was too young to be and stupid to be scared, but this kind of development that goes around right now with threats of nuclear this, or threats of chemical that, yeah, it scares me because I'm an old man and I basically don't want to have to go through another one of these things. However, not only me, but the rest of the world gets scared and puts their monies in T-bills. That, in turn, drives the T-bill down. So the 10-year at 2.315 is actually lower than it probably should be. Anyway, we're going to get into more of this. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Appreciate you coming back, listening to the show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning into the show each and every week. Listen, we're on a number of different podcasts. We're on Spreaker and Stitcher and Podclips.io and Google Music Play and Apple. We, you know, there's about 10 of them. And some of the radio stations we are on, KMET, KCAA, here in Southern California, they also put us on a number of their podcasts. If you can't find me on a local podcast, just look me up, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. I am all over. Go to the internet, themortgagevoice.com. Go there, sign up. And that's a great place where you can catch up on shows we've already done. You can look and see the guests that we've had on. You can contact them if you like what you hear. Also, we're on YouTube. Go to YouTube, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. There, too, you can hear and see what we do each and every week. We also do a number of other educational videos, and we got a couple of game shows that we're coming out with. So, themortgagevoice.com. I'm Jeff Barton, and thanks for listening to the show. Okay, so we bring to the show each and every week guests to try to help us understand what's going on in the mortgage world, give us some idea about programming, maybe some specifics about a particular aspect of the mortgage process that you may not have thought about that might help speed it along. Everybody knows if you're in purchase, speed is the name of the game. If you can promise or cut down on some of those contingency days, that's up to your lender. So maybe there's something you can do in that lane. The guest that I have on today has been on the show many times, and I really appreciate not only her expertise, but her viewpoint and the scope that she brings to the show about mortgages, Jennifer Conrad. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. How's it going?
Everything is great. Everything's great. In Las Vegas right now, so out here ready to check out our office out here.
KSHP is K-Ship, we're AM 1400. I want to say hi to all my friends in Las Vegas who listen to K-Ship every Saturday. We're on, I think, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Tell us about what's happening in the mortgage market. I see rates have just gone through the roof. Are we in for a tough ride here, I think.
We are, but, I mean, people are still trying to purchase, so, I mean, that's a good thing. I saw them actually get just a little bit better this afternoon. I compared rates earlier this morning to a little bit later this afternoon. But it also seems like right now a lot of buyers are wanting to take advantage of the investment purchases. We call DSCR loans, which basically is a purchase where people don't have to income qualify, but it is based off of what the rent is going to be for the property that you're purchasing. So we actually have a new lender that's allowing us to go up to 80% on that versus 75%. So it seems to be kind of where everything is going.
Okay, I love this product. I talked about it earlier in the show. There are a couple aspects of the show that may prove or not prove problematic along the way. One of them is, how do you determine the rent amount, and who does that?
It comes off of the appraisal. So even if we have someone who's purchasing a property that already has tenants in there. In some cases, if tenants have been there for a while, the landlord may not charge what is considered the fair rent.
Right.
So when we order the appraisal, we order what's called a 1007 rent schedule. And so the appraiser is then looking at, you know, homes in that area, what's considered comparable rent. And so what we want to make sure is that when we're doing the loan for our borrowers, that the mortgage payment with the full amount of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, it's pretty much equaling out to what the rental should be for that area, or maybe even a little bit less. So we basically have a one-to-one ratio.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, do you need reserves or some kind of money in the bank, so to speak, before you can qualify?
If you have additional property that's not a primary residence but is another investment property, the lenders are asking for 6 months principal and interest, taxes, and insurance for each property. And it doesn't have to be cash money that you have in the bank right now. It can be retirement accounts. It can be, you know, mutual funds, anything like that. But they want to be able to see that you do have the reserves for these other properties. We actually have one lender, though, that we're working with, Carrington, that says that we can have 3 months reserves, and that's only for that particular property that you're purchasing. So they're not requiring you to have additional reserves for any other property.
Okay, that's interesting. And the fact that you have options for people, whether it's 80% versus 75%, or like you just said with Carrington, being able to just have the reserves for the one property, not all the properties, that's good, because the options are what people are going to need, especially if rates keep going up. They're going to want to find a niche that's good. Now, these are non-owner-occupied properties?
These are non-owner-occupied properties, and actually we have another lender that will allow you to do a 40-year loan and interest only on that, on an investment property as well.
Okay, I may be silly, but how can someone do a 40-year loan interest only? I guess they're just looking at a balloon payment. I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me. But.
But Clear Edge is letting us do that. I mean, and even with that, I mean, a rate, you're looking at maybe 5, 5 and 8.
Right.
You know, for that. So I still think that's, you know, pretty competitive when you look at how rates are going overall, even for our primary residents.
Okay, the shadow inventory that never developed during the last downturn in 08. They're talking about foreclosures being up quite a bit now. Are we going to ever see that on the market, or are we just going to see corporations like they did the last time swoop in, buy them all, and run them out?
I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Right.
Corporations are going to buy them. I'm noticing that throughout purchases now, when buyers are buying, they're purchasing from a corporation and not necessarily, you know, an individual. So I'm sure it's probably going to end up being that way.
Interesting. Do you think do they allow DSCRs to be purchased by corporations? I guess they probably would.
That's no problem with that. I mean, anything like, you know, it needs to be in the seller's inventory for any specific amount of time, you know, versus like if we have a buyer that's purchasing a primary residence, you know, that's FHA, and maybe they purchased the house and they've only had it, you know, 2 months on their books, and now they're going to sell it for more than 10% of what they originally purchased it for. In that case, then, you know, we have to provide receipts if any upgrades have been done or have a second appraisal. But in this case, if they're purchasing conventional, if they're purchasing, you know, as an investment property, there's really not a focus on whether or not the sellers, you know, had it in their inventory or in their books for a while before they decide to sell it.
You know, they did away with that love letter law that they had up in Oregon where you couldn't write a letter for your borrower. And the only reason I bring it up is because in this kind of market, maybe for another 6 or 7 months till the market evens out a little bit, what's the leg up that you can give the borrower? Is it time? Is it, you know, just in order to get first in line for a property when they're trying to purchase?
Well, and honestly, it just seems like, you know, there's so many people bidding for the same property, and people are actually asking for, you know, over asking. So the one thing that I could say is, if we can, try to make sure that you are fully approved before you even go in to put an offer in. I think a lot of times when sellers know, you know, that you can close within 30 days, you know, they don't have to wait for you to get a conditional approval, but maybe you already have it. And, you know, we submitted the loan with what we consider a to-be-determined contract, you know, just waiting for us to know exactly what property it's going to be. You know, you're more inclined to get your offer accepted because they know they don't have to wait for you to go through the whole underwriting process so that you've already done it.
Do you see exhaustion in this market after 2 years of COVID, or do you think that there's still some spark? Obviously, there's plenty of buyers out there to look for properties that don't exist. But, I mean, I know professionally, sometimes the market just feels a little weary, and I'm not sure where we are right now because the world is a little bit upside down. What's your opinion?
I think it's more challenging, and then, you know, I do find that even with some of the borrowers that I'm dealing with right now, it's a little bit of a frustration of maybe, you know, when we initially started talking about doing a refinance or a purchase, we were looking at rates, you know, in one place, and now it could be at least a point higher than what we originally started at. I mean, so, you know, there's some frustration, and, you know, people are still like, all right, well, I guess I have to take what I can get at this point. So I think in that case, yeah, you know, that can be somewhat tiring, but I think it doesn't change the fact that, you know, for a lot of people who are interested in home ownership and that sort of is their dream, then,
right.
you know, it's something that they're just going to go ahead and deal with. And obviously, you know, in our situation, it's our job to try to help them get there the best way we can.
Right. Jennifer, could you shout out or tell people how they can get in contact with you? Jennifer Conrad from Malibu Funding has licensing in many different states. So if you got a property need, she's probably the person to be able to help you. Jennifer, what is that information, please?
My number is area code 773-593-6831, or people can call the office for me as well.
Jennifer, thank you very much once again. Always a great interview and great information. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, too. That's Jennifer Conrad from Malibu Funding. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning into the show each and every week. Hey, if you want to see me, go to YouTube. You want to hear me? Well, you can hear me in a lot of different places. We're on several, if not dozens, of different podcasts, whether it's Spreaker or Apple or Google or Speaker or Podclips.io. By the way, Podclips.io. It is a way by which you can go to one place and hear many different podcasts, whether it's finance, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's sports, whether it's romance. There's just a lot of different ways that you can hear new, interesting people that you may not yet have recognized as podcasters in the same way you might recognize somebody else. But anyway, podclips.io. Thanks very much for listening to the show. Again, I'm Jeff Barton from The Mortgage Voice. Okay, so what's happening in the mortgage world? What's happening in the mortgage market? We bring on great people on the show, and Stacy's been on the show several times talking about what's happening at Home Point. She joins us again. Stacy, how are you?
I'm good, Beth. Thank you. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good, thank you. It's been stressful,
mm-hmm.
just with world events, with the business itself, with rates rising, inflation. People get nervous and tense, and you know, in my own world, in my own sphere. I have to deal mm-hmm. with that on a personal level. So, you know, professionally, we try to give people the best advice. What's the advice you're giving people now?
To take a breath.
Yeah.
It is a heavy cycle. It's going to be a very difficult year for most of us. And to take a step back, try to remain as calm as possible, and make sure that you're aligned with the right partners to help you get through it.
Excellent. No, that's great advice. That's whether it's business or personal, that's awesome advice. So let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that you're offering. Give me an idea of what are the popular, or not popular, but the ones that you think would aid the most buyers in purchase, even though rates are going up. Are you looking at non-QM DSCR? Are you looking at 30-year fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
Non-QM for sure, and also specialty products. So in these markets, when volume is down and there is a greater need to open up the credit box and allow more buyers to come into the marketplace, we're looking at servicing lower income. We are looking at non-QM. That's going to roll soon. Construction products, things of that nature. And then certain other kinds of little specialty products that we're working on behind the scenes that will be unique in the marketplace for sure. I can't talk about all of it just yet because it's still very new.
Okay.
But you're going to definitely start to see some exciting products coming out.
Now, when business is easy, as it was for 2 years, we were just like shooting mm-hmm. ducks in a barrel, like we would say. And then
mm-hmm.
why at those times do we not see more innovative programming? Is it just because it's too busy, too easy, and everybody's overwhelmed? Or is it because...
Yeah, I
think that's probably...
Yeah. There's less of a need for it. You
right.
have a heavy refinance volume activity going on, and everybody is preoccupied doing just the sheer amount of volume. And then when things start lightening up and the people get a little slower, then you start looking at, okay, how are we going to drive more opportunity for people to get into homes? Because the refinance market, by and large, washed up. There's not as much
right.
opportunity for people to refinance unless it's need-based
right.
cash out, you know,
right.
things of that nature.
Right.
So now you're looking at purchases. We are plagued as a nation with low inventory.
Yep.
There is a significant deficit in new construction. And then it's, you know, how do we turn over and make new buyers and get them into homes and things with the limited resources that we have. And that is opening up the credit boxes,
yep,
creating new products and new ways for people to get in.
Are we worried like we were in 04, 05, and 06 that at some time the housing bubble will burst? I don't think so. That's my opinion. But with
not in the same way.
Right.
Not in the same way. But we are in a cycle of very interesting times where we have beyond, it's not even a trifecta. I don't know what you would call it, but beyond a trifecta. We have so many elements right now that we've never seen before happening all at one time. So there's a lot that even the smartest people in the room can't really predict exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to shake out for the year.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. I think that's excellent noise. I mean, I listen to enough to know that you're right. The smartest people that you listen to don't know anything, and they don't know more than you do. And when you come to realize that, you know what, these people are no smarter than you, and I heard that, I forget what podcast I heard that on recently, you begin to say, okay, what do I see that's going around? Well, what I see is going around is that people are still going to work. People are grumbling because the gas price is just ridiculous. So that means that if that's true for people who can afford it, what about people who can't afford it? What are they doing? And they're out of the housing market. It may soften the, you know, I guess the number of houses that are on the market may increase as opposed to the demand keep rising, which I don't think it could. And that may be a good thing in the long run, but it doesn't solve the overall problem of not enough housing. I don't know how we're going to solve that one.
Yeah, it's a significant deficit that we have been experiencing since 2008.
Yep.
And the amount of new construction and new build that is occurring today does not serve our population whatsoever.
I agree. Okay, so some of the programs you're offering down there now at Home Point. I know we're doing some business with you. And it's okay.
Yeah, but beyond the new product, we do have unique element to us that will allow somebody to come in that helps give the buyer that's shopping for a property that often takes months, right, to get into contract. And so being able to fully underwrite a to-be-determined property, we haven't identified a property yet, so the ability to come in and have us fully approve, but now also lock those loans up to 180 days to truly give that buyer that purchasing power when they're out there, and peace of mind that they know what their interest rate's going to be if they get into contract within that time.
Go through that again, because that's really important for people to know that they don't yet have to have a property and they can still get qualified for a mortgage and lock in a rate. Explain that again. That's awesome.
Fully qualified, no less. So we will take in a loan, have an underwriter look at it. We will review and sign off essentially all conditions on the loan, all the credit, the income, asset information. So when they make an offer on a property, they are fully qualified, but also we will allow them to lock in their interest rate at the time of application up to, and that expiration will go out to 180 days.
That's awesome. I mean, I know purchases in general, everybody tries to slam them in under 30 days. So having that extra 60 days to find, locate a home, and then to be able to close on it, that's awesome. When did that program roll out?
Just last week.
Oh, man, that's for anybody who doesn't understand the value of that with rising interest rates the way they've been going. I mean, if you look at last month, a month ago, we were a point less. So where are we going to be next month? Nobody knows. But this is a pretty darn good product.
And when you talk about stress behavior and people's emotions being heightened for all the understandable reasons, this gives them one less thing that they don't have to worry about.
No, it's security. I mean, it really is. I mean, obviously, if you can't find a house within the time period, well, then you can't find a house. I understand that. But the financing part is really, I mean, you walk into a room and you say, look, I have a pre-approved. No, I'm ready to fund my loan as long as I get the property in. I'm fully approved.
Exactly.
And that's
that's
a big deal, especially for a seller who needs the money now and wants to get out now.
It's a huge win for buyers that need financing for their purchases and competing with cash offers especially. It gives them, definitely a leg up.
Is this on all products?
This is on all products except for the jumbo right now.
Okay. No, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Yeah, so government and other Fannie Freddie agency products,
Oh, man. Okay, so we got about a minute and a half left. We've solved the world's problems for the most part, and we've given them a great product by which they can look at and go and get. Just a little bit of prediction, because I always like to see, what do you think we're going to be in 30 days? I don't even want to go 6 months.
Yeah, we can't go 6 months. It's almost day by day at this point.
Right.
I think 30 days, hopefully, we'll be in a little bit more of a stable interest rate market where things soften up a little bit. They're not going to get much better, I can tell you that. That's my personal opinion.
I agree.
I don't think that we're going to be in a better interest rate period, no. I think it's going to stabilize.
I would like to see it stabilize. Stabilize is good. And, there are some good things about a higher rate. Like I say, the more inventory in the market. But for the most part, right around 5% would be just fine with me.
Sure. We can handle it.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, Stacy, could you shout out or let people know how they can get in touch with you to talk about that great, pre-approval?
Sure. The best way really to get in touch with me is you could find me on LinkedIn. I'm not widely available on social media platforms, but you can find me on LinkedIn or, I guess, get in touch with you, and they can get my personal information that way.
Excellent. Stacy Hartman from HomePoint, really appreciate you coming on the show once again. Great, great information.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in to the show. Each and every week, we bring to you not only people, but interesting ideas about what's happening in the world. The world is exploding, or it's imploding, or whatever you want to say, but it's really stress-making for a lot of different people out there. What we try to do is to boil down what we're doing into some simple stuff. What's best for you as a borrower when you're trying to borrow some money to buy a house? Where you might find the best products? Who are the best people to work for? What are the best people to work for? What are some of the criteria that I look for when I talk to people about doing a loan for me? All these things are really important to do prior to the crunch time when you have to go out there and find somebody. So take a breath, start to interview some people. And one of the people that you should interview is our next guest is, what's that? Jennifer? Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how are you? How are you? It's Jennifer Long, who's joining me from IBIS Financial. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How about yourself? Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. It sounded like a cell phone going off in the background. You're a busy person.
Yes, I'm at a lot of calls.
No, I'm sure you do. Okay, that's a good question. Now, every day I get about 150 emails a day. How many emails do you get a day?
Oh, how many emails? About 50 to 100.
Okay, right. That's so we're busy people. Now, has it remained busy even though the rates have gone up?
Yes, the rate has been going up quite a bit for the last month or so.
Right. How do your customers adjust to the rates going up? Do they yell at you, or do they understand what's going on?
Absolutely, they will yell at me, but I said, what? Why is the rate so high? But I said, okay, if you think it's high now, if you go to the end of the year, you think it's low. So people will still trying to catch the last train before the rate goes up even more. And we have need to purchase a house or refi their ARM loan to 30-year fixed, and we still have a window of getting it done. So I'm still showing a lot of inquiries and loans that come in for people to refi cash out primarily.
Right.
People want to have some cash on hand before the rate goes up even more.
No, I agree. And you mentioned ARM products. I don't get a lot of information about them, and so we rarely talk about it. What are you doing in the ARM world? Because the rates are lower? Is that why it's a good product right now?
We do. Mostly the ARM loans are non-QM.
Okay.
So to speak, that you don't need to provide tax return, W-2 or 1099.
Right.
It's kind of like a stated loan. So they will normally provide ARM loan 5 years, 7 years to give you a lower rate for people doesn't plan to hold the loan for long term is a good option to get a lower rate.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of term are you looking at? 3, 5, 7 years?
Yeah, there's 3, 5, 7. That's right. Those are some of the popular ARM programs.
Now, I was talking with another guest earlier in the show, and they were talking about a 40-year interest-only loan, and I thought that was an unbelievable loan. Have you seen new and unusual or different types of products now that the rates are going up?
I think every program, the interest rate has gone up significantly, except maybe one or two community banks. The rate has not gone up yet, but I think it will at the end of this month.
In California, where I guess you do a great deal of your business, do you see that the property values, the rates going up, do you still see as many cash buyers? Because I know cash buyers have really, you know, for the last couple of years been pretty dominant in a lot of markets.
I'm not a realtor, so I don't know if there are a lot of cash buyers. I'm in the mortgage business.
Sure.
So everybody come to me to borrow money. I wouldn't know if there are a lot of cash buyers, but we do have a hard money program, so we can give loans in 5 days for them to offer the property as a cash buyer.
I see. Well, that's a very interesting strategy. Tell me about that.
So right now the inventory is low. A lot of cities, before there's 100 houses available, now there are only 10.
Right.
So everybody's waiting in line to buy the house only because there's not enough inventory. And the seller wants to take cash buyer, and because they don't want to take the risk, the loan gets denied. And we will loan up to 70% and give you cash in 5 days, help you to close the loan. You can offer like cash buyer. Then you can find somebody else. Doing delay financing for your mortgage.
How do you qualify
the hard money loan?
How do you qualify for that? If it's such a quick loan, is it more or less about the down payment and that's really the security on the loan, or do you go through a whole process?
Yeah. We don't go through any process.
Okay.
We don't have a requirement for appraisal or a credit check. Basically, the deed of trust, the equity is the collateral.
Right.
Because the interest rates are higher than the normal like ARM loans or conventional loans. So it's just a fast raise loan.
Yeah, and I imagine that you have it timed so that you do their refi into either a conventional or, as you said, some kind of an ARM product, right? So they probably restructure the loan pretty quickly.
Right. So some borrowers, they do want us to pre-call them for the takeout loan just to make sure after they use this bridge loan to purchase a house, they will have a way to get out of it.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah, and as you said, hard money loans or hard cash loans, the rates can be, 10-12% easy.
Correct.
Right. Okay, excellent. All right, so if we were to guess about rates, what do you think is going to happen in the next 30 to 60 days with rates? Are we going to see, as you said earlier, you're going to think that this 4.875 is a low rate. Where do you think we're heading?
I think we're definitely heading to a higher rate because I think the 4.875 is a ballpark with the conventional loan, but then some of the non-QM loans are mid 5 and 6.
Right.
And then, as you know, the Fed only raised one time interest rate, and there'll be 5 more times or 3 more times this year. So the rate will definitely go up towards the end of the year, unless something happens.
Right. That's the thing I think that I think about more than I want to think about. Yes, if something happens, and we all kind of understand what that means, either some disaster in the war or some other financial disaster. I mean, there's a lot of potential for that this year, especially.
Right. So, I think easily to see the rate in the 6 towards the end of the year.
Okay, excellent. You're in California. Tell me about a little bit about your office, where you guys are located, where you do most of your business.
My office is in Arcadia, about 20 minutes from downtown LA, east towards Pasadena.
Okay.
And then we do three types of loans, conventional loans, non-QM, and hard money loans.
Okay, great. And you've been in business for a long time? Do you have a big office? A lot of people work for you?
No, we have a small office. We have about 10 processors here to process loans for our clients.
Excellent.
Local office.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming on the show. I want to have you back. Could you get people your phone number or a way by which they can contact you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking. My number is 626-620-3818. And then we do loans in California for owner off, and for investment property, we can generate loan in different states, such like Nevada.
Okay, excellent.
And other states as well. Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. It was very nice talking to you, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's Jennifer Long from IBIS Financial. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you want to go to our website, please do. MortgageVoice.com is the website. You can see not only this show, but a whole bunch of other shows, plus guests that have appeared on the show, their biographies, what they're about, and how to contact them. We have a lot of terrific guests that come on the show. Also, you can see the show on YouTube, Jeff Barton, the Mortgage Voice. If you go there, please sign in, sign up, say you like it. Why? Helps other people find the show. More people watch it, more people can see it. And that's a really good thing, especially when we're in volatile times as we are now. So, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice on YouTube, and themortgagevoice.com is our website. Thanks very much for tuning in. I, again, am Jeff Barton, and this is The Mortgage Voice. We also do a daily show, really probably about two or three times a week. It's called The Mortgage Minute. If you just want to catch up, we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, bunch of other things that you may or may not be plugged into. And if you look me up, Jeff Barton, just request, and I'll be happy to have you not only tune in, follow me. My Twitter account is at Jeff Barton. Oh, what is it? At Jeff6493. That's what it is. Okay. So let's get right to a couple other things that we were trying to get to earlier. Lots going on. Obviously, the war is really weighing on a lot of people's minds, and the attention is really taken away from really, some of the real problems going on here. There's great political arguments all the time about what's the most important thing. So I always go, what's the most important thing to you? If you're looking to buy a house, if you're looking to get a mortgage, the most important thing for you right now is the availability of housing and how can I pay for it. Those two things we deal with on this show each and every week. So we talked about earlier in a segment about how rates are almost at 5% on a 30-year fixed. Now, there are additional loan products out there that don't fit into these boxes of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the conventional loan products that are out there in the marketplace. And we'll talk to a couple, or have talked to a couple people during this show as well as others about those products. We also have what they call non-QM, non-qualified mortgage. Now, what that really means, it's fancy talk for saying the loans that don't fit into Fannie Freddie box, i.e. the 10 to 20% down, over 700 FICO score, and a 30-year product. Anything beyond that is a non-conventional loan. Anything beyond that is what we call non-qualified mortgage. So the DSCR program. Now, this program, and I'm going to talk in the upcoming weeks more about this program. Very interesting. It is a debt service program. What does that mean? It means if you rent out your house or your apartment or whatever you live in right now, and you get a certain number, let's say you get $1,000 a month, that means that if you have a certain amount down as your down payment, you can use the income that you're going to get from the rental in order to qualify for the mortgage. So they're not going to look at your personal income. They'll look at your credit score and your down payment. But these programs have really exploded on the marketplace. They're investment. They are not owner-occupied. They are for investment, for people who are looking to either supplement or get into the real estate game and buy a few of these. There are many of these banks out there that will do up to 20 properties like this, as long as the rent payment takes care of the mortgage payment. That's what they're looking for. It's a great product, but again, it's a non-QM product. You can either go to our website or go to any number of different things about me, look me up and ask me about it. We have many guests who've come on the show that you can also go to them and ask them about these products. Now, there are business bank statement loans. Business bank statement loans. Okay, so let's say you do own a business and you pay yourself something in that business. But what you pay yourself doesn't really include all of your, you know, expenditures. Maybe you lease a car through the business, which you use as well. Maybe part of your rent is paid through your business. Maybe some of the write-offs you have from your business that you also use personally don't reflect on your personal income. So lenders have decided, and this is a long time ago, we can use what you make in your business to qualify you as a borrower, especially if you own your own business, like many, many millions of people. By the way, business ownership is only going to skyrocket, not only this year, but in 23 and 24. Why? So many businesses went out of business during COVID. And as bad as COVID may get in the future, I'm going to guarantee something. Nobody's shutting down again. No, it'll be very difficult to find people who will put a mask on, let alone distance themselves from one another. These are just personal predictions. Now, me, I'm a scaredy cat, so I put the mask on, I get the vaccines. That's the kind of guy I am. But I know in the business world, it's just not going to happen again. So many businesses will open in the next 18 months to 2 years. Many have already started. The vacancy signs I've seen come down a bit around in the commercial areas where I live. Maybe you've seen it too. It'd be great to hear some feedback. So all of these things that we're talking about in terms of what kind of loans, business bank statement loans, can get you into a property. Now, if you understand anything about real estate historically, you understand that the mortgage interest rates that we're paying today are really still pretty low, even if they're 5 or 6%, which they may get to sooner than later. The reason I say that, my first loan was at 8.75% in 90 something, and I was happy to get it. Why? Because at the time it was, you know, not easy to get a loan. I was, you know, not the business acumen, wonderful moneymaker I am today, even though I'm not. But the older you get, the better you get at wending your way through financial minefields. And mine was, at the time, I could afford 8.75% mortgage, happy to get it. Dropped down to, you know, eventually I got a refi at 5.25 at a 15-year fixed, eventually paid off the house. But these mortgage interest rates now, it's still not 5%, 4.72 on a 30-year fixed conventional. You have to look at it as, yeah, that's still a pretty good deal. Really? Something that, yeah, I think I can get. Okay, let's get into a couple of news to use sections in the show. We try to come up with some interesting tidbits that are in the news. $23.2 trillion in debt. That's the debt total in the U.S. of all the debt accumulated since the beginning of time. As I said earlier, $6 trillion increase in debt for the last 2 years of COVID. Pretty amazing. Just not really something you think about. Okay, taxes. Taxes pay for everything, right? So let's divide the tax pie into certain segments and figure out who's actually paying the most in taxes. If you own a home, congratulations. You're among the group that pays the most in taxes to your federal, state, and local governments. Last year, in 2021, $672.5 billion was paid by property tax. That's 36% of all the revenues collected for state, local, and federal government. 36% paid by you, the homeowner. Thank you very much. The next at 30%, income tax. The next, 27%, sales tax. And you know, you remember all those tax breaks that the corporations got, the loopholes? Every politician I've ever heard run says, oh, we're going to close those loopholes. And you think about the number of companies out there, if, and you can name them. and their CEOs that ride around in the $900 million yachts. Well, guess what corporate tax rate, the interest, the percentage of the corporate tax, 6.2%. So when people say corporations are taxed too much, no, they're not. Okay? So let's just dispel that particular rumor. All right, we've got one time for maybe one more. Three things that can impact rates this week, and we all probably know what they are. First one is the Fed. Okay, we raised interest rates for last week, and there's always a debate of whether interest rates raised by the Fed, which are the short-term interest rates banks lend each other, usually on an overnight basis to meet the specifications for liquidity, meaning that a bank has to have a certain amount of money in the bank before they can actually conduct business. So if they're short, they borrow it. If they have more, they lend it out. And the shortfalls are covered by the Fed. That's one thing. Number two, the geopolitical, Russia, Ukraine. Hey, we drop a nuke, the world ends. Okay, so yeah, it's on people's mind, and that can really affect things. And the other one is oil. We talk about oil all the time. We've been talking about it for 8 years on the show, and why oil itself, ever since the oil embargo back in the 70s, has really affected the way Americans think and feel about not only their politicians, but about what they're doing. If oil prices remain, now I'm in an area that pays I paid $6.40 today for a gallon of gas. Now maybe you're not in that kind of area. Maybe you're in the fours still. Feel lucky. $6.40 means that most people in my area who are weekly, check-by-check people, they're not thinking of buying a house this year. Okay? Anyway, I'm Jeff Barton. I'm your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit www.malibufunding.net.